purpose of session is to to be completely one with practice. That is the purpose of session. Session means we used to Chinese characters for sets. Sets means to to treat, or you know, like you treat your guests, or like a teacher treat his teacher, his sets. Another sets is to control, or to arrange things in order. Anyway, it means that to have proper function of mind. When we say control, something which is controlled is our five senses and will, or mind, small mind, monkey mind, which should be controlled. And if why we control our mind is to resume to our true big mind. When monkey mind is always take over big activity of big mind, you know, we naturally become a monkey. So, monkey mind must have his boss, which is big mind. And when we say big mind, and then while we practice dzogchen, it's the big mind controlling the small mind. It is not so, you know. But only when small mind become calm, the big mind, you know, start its activity, true activity. So in our everyday life, almost all the time, we are involved in small activity of small mind. So that is why we should practice dzogchen, and we should have we should be completely involved in this kind of practice. Good example of our practice is, you know, total, you know. Which has four legs, you know, and head and tail, and six, you know. six parts of his body is sometime outside of the shell, sometime inside. We must have that kind of, you know, activity. Sometime you know, our head and tail and legs should be out. You cannot eat or anything. You cannot walk. So when you want to eat or go out, legs should be, four legs should be out. But if it is always out, you will be caught by something. So, you know, in case of danger, you know, you should draw up all the legs and head and tail. This is Sesshin. For, you know, 1 week, our head and tail and legs should be inside of the shell. Then, you know, no one can catch you. In scripture said, even demon or devil cannot destroy you if you, you know, are inside of the shell. If you are six parts of your body inside of. Actually, six means five senses and, you know, mind. But in Zazen, we do not try to stop thinking, you know. Or we do not try to listen or hear or see anything. But we, you know, if something appears in your mind, leave it, you know. And if you hear something, you should hear it, and you should just accept it, you know. Oh. That's all. No second activity appears in your zazen, should not appear. Sound, that is one activity. Second one is, what is the sound? Is a motor car or, you know, a garbage car or something, you know, that is second notion, second activity. If you hear it, that's all. You hear. If you see, that's all. You have no, you don't make any judgment. You do not figure out what it is. Just open your eyes and see something. Maybe when you practice Zazen, you may, you know, try to make some sense by what you are watching, you know. What? Oh, it looks like river. It looks like dragon. While you are thinking, you should not do so, you know. When you are sitting a pretty long time, you know, watching same place, it may look like, you know, various things. It may be a good idea, you know, to kill time. But it is not session. It may be a good idea to be concentrated on something, you know. But to have good concentrated mind is not zazen, you know. It is not zazen. Of course, it is one element of the, one of the many elements of the practice. But calmness of mind is necessary. And you shouldn't intensify five organs, sense organs activity. You should just leave your sense organs as they are. That is how you free your true mind, or how you open your true mind. Only when you can do so in everyday life, you will have soft mind. You don't have not much preconceived idea. Some bad habit of your way of thinking will not appear so strongly. It will appear, but it will not appear so strongly. And you will have generous mind and big mind. And what you will say will help others. I think you have the monkey. If you read the monkey, you will understand why we practice zazen. One night, he talked to his students and said, "This story is the story I was told by someone, so I am not sure if that is correct or not." But he said, some influential person, Ichijo Motoie, you know, maybe he may not be his direct relative, but one of the many relatives. One day his sword was stolen, you know. And they knew no one else. They knew that no one else couldn't break into. So they thought some of his men must have stolen it. So naturally, they tried to find out, and the sword was found and took back to him. But Motoye said, "This is not my sword. This isn't. So give it back to someone who own it. This is not mine," he said. But most of the people knew that that man who had it had stolen that sword. But because he said he did not accuse of it, so no one couldn't say anything. So nothing happened. That kind of, you know, calmness of mind, it's the mind we should have, he says. And he emphasizes, you know, life of bare life, you know, hardly support him to live something poor, you know, a bare life, without expecting anything, just practice our way. But many students asked him why that is possible, you know, without any plan. Just to live and just to practice doesn't, how is it possible to support his temple or his group? But he said, if when it is difficult to support our temple, we will think about it. But until then, it is not necessary to think about it. So before something happens, to think about it too much is not our way. If we have generous big mind, and if we have strong spirit of practice, then, you know, nothing, there's no need to worry about anything. That is, you know, how, that is a way how we have calmness, complete calmness of your mind. Because you have something, you should worry about it. But if you don't, there's no need to worry about losing it. One night he said, even some teaching you think it is complete and right teaching, even though you think so, there may be someone who will tell you a better way. Then, you know, you should change your understanding of the teaching. In this way, we should improve our understanding of the teaching forever. That is our way. So even something you think which is completely right, you know, you shouldn't stick to it. It is right at that time. So because you think so, you followed the theory or rules. But you have some, you know, space in your mind to change the idea that it's soft mind. Why, you know, is it possible for you to change your idea? You know, it's because you know what kind of monkey is thinking. So sometimes he may follow a monkey's suggestion. Oh, yeah. That's right. If we go that direction, we may have some food. Okay, let's go. But if there is something better, he may say, oh, monkey, maybe better to go this way. Because he is naturally, he is a monkey, he may follow, you know. But if you stick to, you know, your greed or anger or some vulgar, you know, emotional mind, stick to the thinking mind, monkey mind, he cannot change his former notion. So in our practice, we should rely on something great, great. So in that great area, we should, you know, sit. The pain you have in your legs, or some difficulty you have when you are sitting, is something happened. Something may happen in the great area. But as long as you do not lose the feeling that you are in the area of Buddha nature, you can sit, you know, even though you have some difficulties. But when you want to escape from it, or when you try to improve your practice, or improve your being in that big area, that is, it means you created another problem for you, for your being. But if you just exist there, then you will have chance to appreciate something of which surround yourself and you can accept yourself completely without changing anything. That is our practice. So it is a kind of belief or faith, which is, of course, different from usual faith, to believe in some concrete idea or being. But believing something which is supporting us and supporting all our activities, thinking mind or emotional feeling. All those things are actually supported by something big which has no form or color. Which is impossible to know what it is, but something exists there. Not in sense of material or spiritual, but something not material or not spiritual. We say spiritual or material, but it is something more than that. Something like that always exists, and we exist in that area. When you feel in that way, that is right, pure thinking. You feel in that way, that is pure feeling of being. Every activity should start from this, you know, kind of feeling. When I was young, you know, Zen masters, or many Zen masters says, what is Buddha? Buddha is something which make bamboo, which make bamboo long, which make stone round. That is... that is Buddha nature, they said. I couldn't understand because I wanted to figure out what it is, you know. And I didn't feel so good if I cannot, figure out what it is. In usual sense, big or small, right or wrong, good or bad. But if you practice Zazen, and on the other hand, if you realize how foolish we are, you know, if you see yourself and like animals in the zoo, then you will understand who you are. Each time I go to the zoo, you know, I think, you know, animals may be very, very much interested of human being or American people. Who is black and white? Yarrow and many Americans, you know. I am American too, you know. Oh, he is also American. How strange American he is. He may, they may, you know, enjoy us, you know. They may, so, zoo, you know, animals in San Francisco, zoo is very lucky. They always may see small human being, small and short leg. Not so interesting at all. I don't say you should fool yourself, you know. It is exactly so. But usually you say, I am an American, or I am a human being. So it is all right for us to kill animals, or to eat animals. But that is not right. Maybe we have to eat, but you know, it is not right. But while you are repeating the same thing, you know, you use, you know, begin to think in that way. So you lose your pure thinking, pure observation of yourself. If you practice Zazen, if you are brave enough to throw yourself on the floor, you know, for 7 days, you may be a little bit better. Not too much, but... But that little bit is very important, you know. That little bit understanding will help your rigid, you know, rigidness, your stubbornness. Almost all the problems we create because of our stubborn mind will be vanished. But actually, Zazen helps us not so much, you know. Not so much, but if you know how to help yourself, you know, and if you know how valuable it is, if you have if smallest, even smallest, you know, understanding of the reality, your, you know, way of thinking will completely change. And the problem you create will not be a problem anymore. But as long as we live, we have problems. And that is also true. So you shouldn't think, you shouldn't practice Zazen to, you know, attain some big enlightenment, which will change your whole being. That is not right understanding. That may be so called it. No. Zen. But true Zen is not like that. Zen does not include all the teaching of Buddhism. But then, this kind of understanding will save various labor of studying so many scriptures. If you understand a little bit of this, you know, if you read scriptures, it will make sense. You don't have to, you know, seek some truth in the scriptures we have. We even try to read all the scriptures. It may be a whole life job to read our scripture once. But if you don't know the point, you know, you have to, you know, seek for the truth in the scripture. If you know this point, all the scripture you will read will help you, will be a good nourishment for us. In this session, I think we will be concentrated to experience, to have experience, or to have real experience of true practice, forgetting all about gaining idea. And we should just sit here. If it is, if this room is too cold, we'll make it warm. And if your legs become painful, you can stretch your legs. And if it is too difficult, you know, you can rest. But we should continue our practice for 7 days.